Welcome to another letter on the Caribbean Sun. Quickly, just let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA, at RCISaintLucia.com. Or you can hand deliver your letter to our studio right here at Sans Souci. We are at CSA. Folks, letter is written E for everyone. Be very careful with your contribution when you call. I just want to tell you that we'd love to read and discuss your story right in the program Letla on RCI. But the program is E for everyone. Everyone. So watch what you're saying and how you're saying. Okay, fam? Keep it clean. We can argue, we can quarrel, we can disagree, but we're going to keep it clean. The number you need to dial is 4523046. 4523046. 1-758-452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your smart speaker, your hi-fi, whatever it is, your computer, whatever you, what device you're listening to us on when you're calling, just turn down the volume on it. We want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers, all you need to do is just say first time. Don't miss out on the first time call. That's important. If you are a first time caller, please say first time caller. That is very important to us. That is like breakfast or like coffee. Oh, man. You know? First time caller, please. Just say first time caller and move on. Second time, third time callers, you can say it too. Doesn't matter. But usually first time callers, just identify yourselves. Okay? And then go on with your contribution. Let's get into this afternoon's letter. It reads, I was in a relationship with him for 5 years. We were living at his mother home. I was the cook, cleaner, caretaker, and everything else, while I was still working a job to take care of myself, because he was not giving me anything. I still had to use what was mine to take care of these people and their house, while he was everywhere doing whatever he want with his money. I made a decision that I was not asking him for anything anymore, because anytime he had to give me anything was a problem. He never had. How you want to come and tut-tut your woman if you're not making her happy? Wait, go on. Wait. The thing just move. Miss, you that little along and what? What? How you want to come and tut-tut if you're not making her happy? I stopped asking and he never offered. And Iowa, he made much more money than me. Right now, these people wishing for my death. All I want is for me to be happy. That's all. I don't want to be in your way. I don't want to be at your home. Iowa, the boy, and I were constantly arguing. I was frustrated. I was always angry, and I didn't want him to touch me. Almost 6 months, we didn't have XES. And the sad thing is, he never saw a problem because I was at his home while he was out everywhere doing his business. I want to be honest, I was losing my mind in that house. I had no support from any of his family members. So I just wanted to change my life. I couldn't take anymore. My friend, if it was not for him, while I was in that house, I would have lost it. I got very close to him and we decide that it is time to take it to another level. You have money in the people house, man. I believe he is a lot more of the type of person I want for myself. So I got a little apartment and I left the people house. So what is so wrong with that? Why can't I do something to make me happy? Why I have to die? Why the man I seeing now have to use me and leave my... if you have things these people saying about me, all of a sudden, all the good I did for his whole family don't count for anything, Iowa. Why y'all want to go and do OBA for me to come back? It's not that I don't care about him, you know. But the way I used to feel about him in the beginning, where I could not wait to see him and to be with him, I don't have these feelings anymore. What? I have been hurting for too long. Why can't they understand that? If me and y'all brother or son not dealing, Why do I have to stay in that house? What I stay in and do there? Too much has happened. For years, you're ignoring my feelings. The whole family took advantage of me. They knew what I was going through, and they never tried to help. Now that I'm gone, I want if you heard things. And these people did everything to try and stop me from leaving, you know. I had to leave some of my things there, you know. His sister prevented me from going into the room to collect my stuff. Tell me why can't I decide to be with someone who I believe will make me happy? Just so you don't want to go and do Obia to make people's life miserable and unhappy? Be happy for me. It was good while I was among you. Let me be. Now, Iwa, if you hear him, he's sorry. He don't know why he allowed things to get like that. He wants to change and come live with me in my apartment. Iwa, he's saying one thing, but his family is a whole different story. How will that ever work? He will not turn his back on his family. For years, I asked him to leave his mother's house and get our own place because it was just too much on me. He never did. At one point early in our relationship, he even told me I can go if I want to. Right now, my feelings are for someone else. Yes, I was talking to this person while I was living at his home, but so what? I was alone, lonely. Nobody cared. Was I supposed to remain in the relationship and be miserable forever? Sorry. They want to know why I did them that. I don't owe anybody any explanation. Wow. That little, what went on, let me see.
These people, we there.
These people only noticed me as I left. There is no way they cared about me. Hypocrites. The only thing is, I never thought that he would have taken it so hard. He has even suggested that he pay the rent for the apartment to move in with me. And I know he is hurting because he would never offer to do that. But the thing is, why now? Why now when this was all I ever wanted? What is he doing? Just let me go. Why try to make this difficult? Let me read it one more time. Then you call at 452-3046. Try to read with a little more speed. I was in a relationship with him for 5 years. We were living at his mother home. I was the cook, the cleaner, caretaker, and everything else. While I was still working a job to take care of myself because he was not giving me anything. Already that is problem number one. Fellas, you know, anyway. I still had to use what was mine to take care of these people and their house. While he was everywhere doing whatever he wanted with his money. I made a decision that I was not asking for anything anymore because anytime he had to give me anything was a problem. He never had. And you want to come and toot your woman if you're not making her happy. I stopped asking and he never offered. And Iowa, he made much more money than me. That is just wrong, eh, fellas? Huh, fellas? That wrong, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Right now, these people wishing for my death. All I want is for me to be happy. That's all. I don't want to be in your way. I don't want to be at your home. Iowa, the boy and I were constantly arguing. I was frustrated. I was always angry. And I didn't want him to touch me. Almost 6 months, we didn't have XCS. And the sad thing is he never saw a problem because I was at his home while he was out everywhere doing his business. I want to be honest, I was losing my mind in that house. I had no support from any of his family members. So I just wanted to change my life. I couldn't take anymore. My friend, if it was not for him while I was in that house, I would have lost it. I got very close to him and we decided that it is time to take it to another level. I believe he is a lot more of the type of person I want for myself. So I got a little apartment and I left the people house. So what is so wrong with that? Why can't I do something to make me happy? Why I have to die? Why the man I see now have to use me? And leave my tut-tut. I want if you heard things these people saying about me, all of a sudden all the good I did for his whole family don't count for anything. I want Why you all want to go and do OBA for me to come back? It's not that I don't care about him, you know. But the way I used to feel about him in the beginning, where I could not wait to see him and to be with him, I don't have these feelings anymore. I have been hurting for too long. Why can't I understand that? If me and your brother or son not dealing, why do I have to stay in that house? What I stay in and do there? Too much has happened. For years, you're ignoring my feelings. The whole family took advantage of me. They knew what I was going through and they never tried to help. Now that I'm gone, if you had things, and these people did everything to try and stop me from leaving, you know. I had to leave some of my things there, you know. His sister prevented me from going into the room to collect my stuff. Tell me, why can't I decide to be with someone who I believe will make me happy? Girl, go and be with your bantan. Just so y'all want to go and do OBA to make people life miserable and unhappy, be happy for me. It was good while I was among y'all. Let me be. Oh, yeah. Like the girl begging for freedom, eh? Jeez. Now, Iva, if you hear him, he's sorry. He don't know why he allowed things to get like that. He want to change and come live with me in my apartment. Iva, he's saying one thing, but his family is a whole different story. How will that ever work? I want to know. I myself want to know. He will not turn his back on his family. For years, I asked him to leave his mother's house and get our own place because it was just too much going on. Too much on me. He never did. At one point early in our relationship, he even told me I can go if I want to go. Right now, my feelings are for somebody else. Yes, I was talking to this person while I was living at his home, but so what? I was alone, lonely. Nobody cared. Was I supposed to remain in the relationship and be miserable forever? They want to know why I did them that. I ain't owe anybody any explanation. These people only noticed me as I left. There is no way they cared about me. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. The only thing is, I never thought that he would have taken it so hard. He has even suggested that he paid a rent for the apartment to move in with me. And I know he is hurting because he would never offer to do that. But the thing is, why now? You're asking all the right questions, my girl. Why now? Why now when this was all I ever wanted? What is he doing? Just let me go. Why try to make this difficult? Ay, ay, ay. Let's go to the phones. 4523046 is the number to call. Good afternoon. Lekla on RCR. You are on the air.
First time caller.
First caller. Good afternoon to you.
Good day, Iowa. What's up, Iowa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, Iowa.
All right, caller.
Right, sir. I have one question for you before I start.
How are you not no first time caller? Move there. Move there. What first time caller? Hey.
Right, sir. Do you check for the family the way you check for your man family, right, sir?
What? Say that again.
I'm asking her. Does she check on her family that we should check in for the man family?
I don't
That's
know.
That's one.
Two.
So you mean to tell me, you see how the man treating you at his parents, his mother's house, and you stay in there? Right, sir? I tell what the hell is wrong with
Connor,
you.
Connor, sometimes these things happen, yeah. Sometimes...
What these things happen?
Yeah, but Connor, you said... Yeah, but
Connor,
wait.
I'm moving out.
Connor, wait. You know the amount of people...
No woman should stay in the house and the man is vandalizing all over the place.
Connor, that
and
is...
You can check in the house. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Yes, Connor, but that is not always the case. A lot of people are in relationships and they're not happy. They're not happy.
Why you not happy? You leave and make it worse. You are the boy's family.
So leave, go where? Where they going? Leave and go
where? Where her mother, where her sister? She could have gone to her and rent her apartment long before that. Just taking stress from a man family. A man, not even your man. Just so I want.
But how you mean, not even her man? Of course, you was but her man for how many years?
The people miss you because of the good things you were doing for them.
I agree.
I don't know if you was polishing the toes. But they miss all that. So they're going to go behind the OBM and for you. Well, I'm happy you moved on.
Caller, should she?
You have your own apartment and stuff. I'm really happy that you moved on. So why the hell you do make the man? Because the man say you pay the apartment for the first month or whatever.
But Caller,
you make the man come Caller, and leave you right there.
Caller, but she said in the letter that's all she ever wanted, you know, for me. For she and the man to be in an apartment by themselves because of what?
Well, she cannot smoke and do it in a hurry. The fact that her his family is certain, no, she cannot do that in a hurry like that. That can't happen as soon as possible. She needs to calm down on herself. If it's a little sex she wants, she could take her sex in the next location. But the fact to bring the man in the house, writer, do not do it. Writer, do not bring the man
in the house
because sometimes the man. Something that the family can give the man the thing to put in the house for you, right? Now just keep your eyes open, be very vigilant.
Caller, what about the new guy? Was she wrong for having this new guy?
No, she's not wrong. She's right.
She's right to have the
because
new guy.
Because she said she was losing it. She was going through a depression. So I, you know, something good came around. Yeah, so I guess you should stay there and just forget about the guy.
Kola, how does it feel, you know, talking to your boyfriend and your boyfriend not listening? You want things to change. How do you think this feels?
Well, you cannot want things to change and the person is not willing to change. Aywa. So right here, you need to keep your eyes open. Open your mind. You cannot be talking to the guy over and over and the guy isn't making any effort.
True.
You need to stay alone. Leave the guy alone, right?
So it's the boyfriend's fault, right?
Of course. And right, you need to get go to the market, get some serpentine, get some jizz, sprinkle them in your house and stuff because the people said they're going to go and do things for you. People don't joke about them things. You have to be very careful, right?
Yeah.
Take that very serious.
Yeah. But why now, though, after so long? I mean, why leave now? Is it because of the new man?
I guess maybe now she got the strength to move because, like she said, if it wasn't for her friend, she would have still been there, she would have been losing her mind. So, thank God, it happened that way.
Kola, what does it feel like to be in a relationship and you're unhappy? You have any idea? And stress is every frustrated,
yeah,
way, angry.
It's not nothing easy, Ira, because you have suicidal thoughts. It's not nothing easy. And you just feel like the whole world on your back.
Yeah, and sometimes you want the guy and he's not listening, right?
Yes, I understand that. But at the same time, right, you are just shit to forget that not even listening.
So, having said that, so is it okay for a woman to go and live with a guy's mother and family? And
no, I don't like that idea.
Why not?
Not good. It's not good at all.
Why not? Why isn't it good?
Why? I don't know, but I just know it's not good. It's not a good thing. Because, of course, there are so many instances. Sometimes the family don't like you. Sometimes the way the guy behaving with you, it can be a jealousy with this family. A hatred can be love.
But why wouldn't the family like you if it's their
son? They don't like you, Ira. They like what you give them, what you bring to the table, what you give in there. If when you come from work, you're cooking for them. Of course, they will like that. And they don't like you at all.
But why they allow her to go then? Why are you allowing somebody like that? Somebody so important in the house. Huh? Bringing things in the house, working for her money according to what she's saying.
Wait, they allow her to go? When did that say?
Yeah, but they allow the girl to go. Eh? When I say they allow her to go, I mean they were not treating her
well,
right. So.
She left.
Yeah, she left.
The writer left without them knowing, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but why would you allow this person to become so angry, you know, to the point where...
I guess they thought that she didn't have the urge to move out.
Sure. Well, she showed them, eh? She showed
them.
So, should she go back? Should she give the guy
a
chance?
She's not going anywhere, right, sir? And if I know you go there, I'm going to find you. You have nowhere to go. You turn your back. You turn it for a reason, right, sir? You shouldn't turn and go back to the people. Leave it as is, right?
It wouldn't work. What about later? Later down
what
the road.
Later, Ira?
I'm just asking a question. Would it be? Can it work later?
You say you move on. I guess at the moment, Shaba, I guess her mind is at ease in one way, but in the other way, she's still thinking about the guy. So I think she should. What this? I want to tell you to go back try and work with the guy, right? Because he's not showing no interest. Maybe you should maybe start, I wouldn't say date, start dating, but you know, get a little friend now and then, you talk, you know, you can laugh about going to have a drink or something just to help erase your mind of this guy.
So, Kwana, let me ask you one final question, I promise. So, is it okay while you're in one relationship?
She was in a relationship.
What did she say? She was in the relationship and she got close to somebody else. Is that okay?
No, if you... her head, she didn't say that was her man, eh? Of course, she got close to somebody even in a relationship, because the guy, like she said, the guy wasn't making time for her. Nothing at all. So
it's okay to have that person.
I guess she have a good reason.
Yeah, that. So it's okay to have that person you can talk to.
Of
have
course,
a friend,
Ira, because
tell your problems.
You're not making no time for me. So then, see if I come around, you make me feel good. You know, so yeah. I'll stick around.
Stick around with C4.
Of course.
Until when now? You take your own apartment and you go and stay with
C4? Yes, that's where I help from. Not really that I help, but like, you know, sometimes they're too talking to you. You know, you build up a little strength. Okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You get up and you move on.
Yeah, but it's
how you go along your way.
This is definitely not a nice thing to be in a relationship with somebody and you're lonely. Imagine you're in
exactly.
a relationship and you are lonely, man.
That's right, Iowa.
Worst thing. Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome. But hey, you are no first time caller. Move there. Ah, she's a first time.
Nah, any voice at all. She
heard that last week.
Let me go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let us see how you're on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey!
But you know, it's all about this afternoon.
Yeah,
I don't even like it anymore.
Thank you
but
for calling.
It is not okay. I'm sorry. It is not okay to be in a relationship and then be with somebody else. You understand?
But
she should have at least left the man and then gone to a business. No qualms with that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? People have to realize people's feelings are involved, and as much as somebody hurts you, it's not the way to go. Because how would you like it if the tables were turned?
Yeah.
You understand?
But Kwana, you understand how it happened, though, because she's
no,
lonely.
I
she's
she
in
should have
house.
Left him. She should have left him 100%. Don't stay in that. Mm-hmm. What are you staying in there for? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Like, leave him and then, you know, do your thing. Move in with your other person.
Yes.
You get me?
Yes.
So, but to be with somebody and then you start another relationship, that's how you have the continuing of damage, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you're moving from one without healing from another.
And
I get what everybody is saying. It's nice to have a rebound, you get me? But make it known, because again, if the shoe is on the other foot, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she was playing housemaid or house madam, and she was doing all these things, so the family's salty now.
Why?
They're not going to get that. Who going to cook?
Well, I was asking her, why would you allow somebody like that to be unhappy and then go?
Huh? Well,
such an important person in the house, guys, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, they could have at least, you know, had a conversation with the son and tell him to do better or whatever, but it was beneficial to them, so they didn't care. That wasn't the priority for them. They wanted to use the poor girl. And that's all they were doing. They were using her for this, which is unfair, and she should have recognized. But again, when you're in love, you do stupid things, right?
I don't understand that part, huh? I mean,
what you mean?
Related to
you
the
understand
letter.
Well,
related.
When you're in love, we sometimes do stupid things, because she loved the guy. She genuinely cared about him. That's why she did that. She took his family on as her own. She cared for them like she would her own.
Mm-hmm.
The caller before asked a good question. Are you taking care of your family?
Of your own family that way.
Exactly,
yes.
The way you're taking care of this man's family.
Yes.
But she genuinely cared about them, him. And so she took them on as her own.
Which is the correct thing to do, right, caller?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take, if you take them on and they treat you well, you treat them well. If they're not treating you well, then you pull yourself. Because you give people the same energy they give you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give them more than they're giving you. It's not making any sense. You're wasting your time.
Caller, I really like that you said that you give people the same energy that they're giving you.
Of course. You call me, I check on you. You don't check on me, I'm not checking on
but
you.
But caller, can we just head back to the little quickly? She said that the guy was constantly out everywhere doing his business, and I was at home.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If she was outside giving that same sort of energy, you know, that would have been a problem, right?
Of course, because guess what? And I'll tell you, this is where the double standard come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because men like to dish it, but they don't like to take it.
Don't do as that. Let me tell you, caller, don't do as
that.
Yeah.
Connor, but that's just our nature. We like to be outside.
Okay,
we like to be outdoors.
Guess what? Y'all, we learning from y'all.
Learning what?
We learning to be like y'all.
To go outside?
Get me? Yeah, to be outside.
Yeah,
I understand it's y'all nature, and I get why men hurt more when women do it versus when a man do it. We've spoken about this before.
Right.
Men do it without the feelings. Women do it with the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between
mm-hmm.
the two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? But the generation now is changing. They're doing it without the feelings.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So if she was giving him the same energy that he was giving her, he would have a problem. So you see, now that she walked away, he wants to come back. You never miss the water till the well runs dry.
Yes, Kuala.
He wait for that girl to walk away, and now he wants to be all up in there. For what? You've lost already. Again, when women walk away from a relationship.
Yeah, Kuala, you already need to stop that, eh? You already need to stop that.
What we need to stop, please.
Listen. I mean, at that point, you see the time you all move away, that is when you all really show the most serious sign. You see that sign there? You all move. That is the most serious sign, you know, and that is when we will take you on serious.
Ranking.
Because for years, you're foreign. You see me? When I go, and you're not going. You see today? I go. Today, you're not going. 2 weeks down the line, you see me? I live in you. You're not leaving.
The empty promises. That's what I just fool y'all. You understand? But I have listened to your show, and I've been listening to your show for a while now, and there are multiple women that call and tell you, or all of you in studio, this, that when a woman tell you all of what she's telling you, listen. Because when she checks out emotionally, she in the relationship still. She's checked out. It's just having the strength and the right moment to walk out. Physically walk out, let me say it that way. You understand? So all the time she's saying, I'm going to leave you. You're not listening.
As a very smart individual, you know. As men, we take advantage of that. Because you're not going. You see you? And when I leave you, you see, you're not leaving. 1 year you there, you still not leaving. And you see you? When I leave you, 2 years in the relationship, you're still there. 3 years.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you.
Put a pin in it right there and tell me, why do y'all not do anything about it? Because as much as it may be an empty threat at the time, it is something that is going on to make the person that wanted to be with you and live with
you.
You're
making it worse.
Now.
Tomorrow, y'all kissing us. The day after, y'all kissing us.
Yes,
babes, what you buying for me? I feel for fries. I want fries. I want
the food.
Hey, big Kuala! Now you know what? You're not the ones causing this.
But our feelings are not like a light switch. You cannot switch it on and off as much as you try. Do you understand? So it takes time. All the years she telling you, for the whole 12 months she telling you, I'm going to leave you, I'll break up with you. You're not listening. There's something going on. Pay attention. Babe, what's going on? Why do you feel the need to leave now? I wanted to say that all the time. Well, why do you feel the need to leave now?
Why now?
Ask her that. Figure out what is going on. And 99% of the time, we've already told y'all, but y'all don't listen. It's through one end, out another.
But Rankin, I think he saw it, because 6 months they didn't have.
No intercourse.
For 6 months you're good, but you know why? Because he's eating somewhere else.
Outside. I get that. But you're tolerating it, eh? She was tolerating it.
Six months she's
still. What do you want her to do? Tell me.
Go.
As a woman, believe. Let me tell you something, eh? As a woman, you are loyal. You get me?
Mm.
When you get a good woman, you are loyal.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You being good. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
But no, y'all don't like that. You understand? You'll have to take out all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, take your take out, but eat some home food once in a while. Oh, you cannot go 6 months without eating at your home.
True.
That ain't making sense. Yeah, you understand? So she felt neglected in all possible ways. Physically, emotionally, everything. You just neglected the girl.
Kuala, he made
now
an offer.
Blame her for not leaving sooner.
He made an offer. He's paying the rent of the new apartment.
Do not do it. Run. Do not look back. Focus on the person you have right
now. You have no rent to pay. No more rent.
Hey, let me tell you, sometimes the little expenses will fill your peace of mind. Because guess what happened? We are creatures, right? Of we like familiarity. We go back to what we know, right? She will take him back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy will fall right back into pattern. I give him a couple of months after you take him back, and he'd fall right back into it. He does not appreciate it. He did not appreciate the person that she is. Mm-hmm. But you have to make it work if he has to come back. But I say focus on the guy, because you see he have a lot of qualities of what it is that... She said that, right? You have a lot of...
Which one, the new guy?
The new guy.
Hey, miss. Yeah, look at him. You know that's why she going color. That's why she moving.
So you're against yourself. Tell me. You're against yourself. You have two options. You realize one better suited for you than the other. What you going to do? Go to the other because it's familiar, or stick to what's better for you?
Because I think females like familiar faces, like? You know. They love familiar faces, you know. And even if you leave and you come back sometime later, you know, they're still happy to see you.
They're happy to see you, depending on what it is. We like familiar something else, but that's for another
show. Yeah, caller, thank you very much for your contribution, but I tell you. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Lepla on RCI. Good afternoon, you on here?
The caller is the problem. The writer is the problem.
The girl?
But clearly, she cannot be alone. She has an issue with being
be
by
alone.
Herself. Because why would you tolerate a woman, a man, you know, that kind of behavior from a man for all this time? You're unhappy. You cannot go. You cannot be
love,
by yourself.
Love. Hoping that things will get better. He will change at some point. That's what.
That's you being, you have to make adult decisions at some point in your life and decide that this is not worth it for me and move on with your life.
And then not to give up on the person you want to be with?
No.
Yeah, Kuala, so I mean, it's not easy. Kuala, have you never been in a relationship and you're unhappy?
No, if it does not serve my purpose, I'm leaving.
I thought you got pragmatism.
Caller? What, caller?
It's very
caller,
pragmatic.
That's you, seriously? After how long, though? After how long you will leave?
It does not matter. It could be
one month,
caller, 10 years.
Well, go.
It does not serve the purpose. It does not fulfill me.
Yeah, but caller, you're making it sound very easy, and we all know that it's not. We keep saying that on Letla. It is not that easy to be in a relationship and just exit just like that. No feelings. You don't care what happened. It takes some time. Agree, caller?
I understand that people are emotional beings, but we need to be factual and have our head on sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these decisions are hard, but that's just what you have to do.
To move on it. Exit the relationship and don't care what happened. Should she take him back, though, caller? Should she take him back? Because she made the decision to get a new apartment, and he's asking to pay the rent of the apartment and to move
in. He do it 1 year, he do it 2 years, he do it 3 years. Suddenly you get a new apartment, you expect him to give you money. That make the caller?
So
that make the writer?
But he's paying the apartment. What you're saying is that he will not do it?
He will not do what he's doing it for. He gets a free apartment, he happy.
What do you mean? You serious? Our caller. Guys, not so. I was just telling the caller before you that sometimes it takes that type of move on the part of our partner for us to realize and to understand the mistakes or some of the foolishness that we're doing in our relationships. Sadly, that is the truth, caller.
This woman just needs to remain by herself, figure out who she is, take a little time in her little apartment, enjoy herself, light a little candle, drink a little wine on an evening when she comes from work, and enjoy herself by herself.
The family.
Know who you are by yourself and what you will accept from it. Like, take time to process. Take time to sit down and figure out what you want in your next partner. Don't just go from this one to that one. You'll just be by yourself.
Kona, would you live with your boyfriend's family?
Yes, that's fine. Mm. As long as I'm comfortable. The second I'm not comfortable, I go back at my mother.
One thing you like to move, and you like, it's like you just give up and go, Kola.
Not me, I'm not in it. No contract with nobody.
I'll
tell it. Wow, it doesn't matter the relationship with the with your partner at the time. If you're not comfortable being in the house, you go in.
It does not matter. As long as it does not fulfill you, you move on. You try. You there for how many years? It did not work out. It's still not working out. All of a sudden, it will work out.
Is it okay to talk to somebody who has been in a relationship?
No, it's not okay. It's never okay. You end one relationship and you start figuring out
the other people one. Didn't know what I'm doing. People were just talking. So is it okay? Understand the question that I'm asking. Is it okay to talk to somebody?
No, you're not talking. Talk to your boyfriend.
You understand? Yes, see, I challenge this. What I trying to talk to you? Listen to me. You're in a relationship.
Facts is facts.
Yes,
okay?
And Quala,
no,
we have
no,
to
you're
speak.
You're not entertaining. No. So how do you know she like him already? Mm-hmm. He have qualities. You're looking at qualities. You're in a relationship, you're looking at qualities for other people.
And Quala, the girl clock out already. We said that a while ago. She clock out long
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So she clock out, move out. Same mm-hmm. thing.
It's easy.
So Quala, you can't talk to a friend.
What? No. And you're a friend and you're looking for qualities?
But,
looking to see how he can make a good boyfriend.
But Carla, we do that all the time. Sometimes you talk to a girl, you say, but Rankin, you do that already.
Yeah.
You say,
yeah.
But the way she moved, you know, she has some good qualities. She could make a good wife. You understand? The same way you can say, yeah, you can make a good boyfriend. You can do that.
Carla, so you cannot discuss your issues with anybody of the opposite sex when you're in a relationship?
No, that's not what I'm saying. The issue here is the fact that she is looking for something else. She looking to see who she can be, who she could be with, who, you know? No. Who complimenting her? No, you're not doing that. You're in a relationship. You end
but
the relationship
Quala,
if you're not happy.
Quala, you know what she said? She said she's in the relationship and she is lonely. What? Quala, you're in a relationship and you're lonely?
Okay, well, if it's that she know how to be by herself, end the relationship and be by herself.
So there's no talking to anybody. Be by yourself first and then entertain other people.
Exactly.
All right, Quala. I understand what you're saying. Thank you very much for your call. You've been awesome, Quala. Thank you. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we read the letter one more time and we continue to take your calls at 452-3046. This is Letla on RCI, made possible by Fruitsy Seamoss.
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss?
Boy, that Seamoss makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy Seamoss? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy Seamoss is full of natural goodness your body needs. Seamoss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Seamoss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Seamoss. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Seamoss, you know what they say.
Participate in RCI's Mother's Day promotion and win big for Mama. Send us a picture of your mom having fun to promotions@rcistlucia.com. Your mom's picture will be posted on our Facebook page, and the one with the most likes wins. Remember to include both of your names and a contact number with your photograph. The winner will be announced on Thursday, May 11th. Show Mom how much you love her by winning the RCI Mother's Day promotion. The deadline for submission is Wednesday, May 10th. RCI's Make Over My Mom Mother's Day promotion is sponsored by Kai Blah Villa and Hotel, Kathy's Boutique, Strand's Hair Salon,
Rennick & Company Limited, Agency St. Lucia for Posh Carib and British Permanente,
Zoetree, Marigold Bay, St. Lucia, Makeup with Ellie, Sister Sister Hot Nails, and Royalton St. Lucia Resort and Spa.
Are you into the agricultural industry? Do you want the funds to grow your business? Hortz Ready Cash Small Business Loans is launching the $20 million Agricultural Fund. All you need to apply is your ID, proof of address, and two references, and you will receive the funding to get the equipment, tools, products, staffing, and services to grow your business. Plus, you pay nothing down, get flexible payment terms, fast approval, and convenient hassle-free service. Don't hesitate. Apply today at www.readyfinancecaribbean.com or call 457-8100, 285-6596 or 285-6214. Quartz Ready Cash Small Business Loans. Every day we help businesses succeed.
Littering and illegal dumping are improper solid waste disposal practices. Every year, tons of waste pollute our environment, causing clogged drains, poor water quality, and an increase in rodents and mosquitoes, resulting in vector-borne diseases. A number of deaths have been recorded as a result of chikungunya, Zika, dengue, and leptospirosis. Some may have been family, friends, and loved ones. Protect our health. Protect our environment. Protect yourself. Dispose of your garbage properly. Please contact us on WhatsApp at 724-5544 or telephone 453-2208. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. This message is brought to you by St. Lucia's Solid Waste Management Authority. It's our country, our responsibility. Keep St. Lucia clean.
Oh, man. Just my luck. I can't get to the airport in time now to pick up the mother-in-law. She's gonna mess me up.
James had one job.
Get there.
But it looks like his battery life was low. And now, his mother-in-law is going to have every reason to let her daughter know just how unreliable James is. She'll never let him live this one down. Ever. Don't be like James. Make sure you get where you need to with the all-new Maximo battery. Available island-wide at all automotive art stores and leading gas stations and parts shops. The all-new Maximo battery now comes with an up to 2-year full replacement warranty for installation and free maintenance check at automotive art. The all-new Maximo battery. Get there.
It's time to celebrate family, friends, and food as you shop with Massey Store Supermarket and TJ's. May is for mothers and June is for fathers. Each month, one lucky customer will win from every Massey Store Supermarket and TJ's. Prizes of a day pass for two at Bay Gardens Beach Resort. Enjoying poolside relaxation with drinks, food, and spa treatments. Remember to swipe your Massey card and enter with every $100 spent. Terms and conditions apply.
Sufrir Jazz is back on Sunday, May 7th, 2023. The perfect vibe with the perfect setting under the Beatdoors. Jazz, Semi, Arthur Allaire, Lou Hinkson, Headliner, Christopher Martin. Christopher Martin and soca sensation Patrice Roberts. EC. Tickets cost 130 EC and VIP tickets 300 EC. Get your tickets at all sale outlets, Steve Barbershop, and the Sufrir Regional Development Foundation. Follow Sufrir Jazz the Experience on Facebook for more information.
Children under 12 are free. No smoking allowed.
Are you ready?
On Friday, Memphis, get ready to witness the biggest names in Caribbean music. It's the grand opening of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 2023.
Jazz to purchase now. The grand opening of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival Friday, Memphis and the Middle for the Park.
Go tell me about work in the morning, unless we talking hard work.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Let Loud Radio Caribbean International, the champion song. Alrighty then. We're going to read that Let Loud one more time and continue to take your calls at 452-3046. 452-3046. Okay? I think we're going to be first time callers here. The first caller, trial thing, but that didn't work. That ain't over us. Okay. That's your Let Loud. I was in a relationship with him for 5 years. We were living at his mother home. I was a cook, cleaner, caretaker, and everything else. While I was still working on a job to take care of myself because he was not giving me anything. I still had to use what was mine to take care of these people and their house while he was everywhere doing whatever he wanted with his money. I made a decision that I was not asking for anything anymore because anytime he had to give me anything was a problem. He never had. How you want to come and tut-tut your woman if you're not making her happy? I stop asking. And he never offered. Could you imagine that? He made much more money than me. Right now, these people wishing for my death. All I want is for me to be happy. That's all. I don't want to be in your way. I don't want to be at your home. Iowa, the boy and I were constantly arguing and frustrated. Iowa, frustrated, always angry. And I didn't want him to touch me. Almost 6 months, we didn't have XCS. And the sad thing is he never saw a problem because I was at his home while he was out everywhere doing his business. I want to be honest, I was losing my mind in that house. I had no support from any of his family members. So I just wanted to change my life. I couldn't take any more. My friend, if it was not for him, while I was in that house, I would have lost it. I got very close to him and we decided that it is time to take it to another level. I believe he is a lot more of the type of person I want for myself. So I got a little apartment and I left the people's house. So what is so wrong with that? Why can't I do something to make me happy? Why I have to die? Why the man I see now have to use me and leave my tutut? If you hear things these people saying about me, all of a sudden, all the good I did for his whole family don't count for anything, Iowa. Why you all want to go and do OBA for me to come back? Iowa, it's not that I don't care about him, you know, but the way I used to feel about him in the beginning, where I could not wait to see him and to be with him, I don't have these feelings anymore. I have been hurting for too long. Why can't they understand that? If me and your brother or your son not dealing, why do I have to stay in that house? What I stay and do there? Too much has happened for years. You're ignoring my feelings. The whole family took advantage of me. They knew what I was going through and they never tried to help. Now that's very, very bad, eh? Family, now that I gone. If you hear things, and these people did everything to try and stop me from leaving, you know. But why? I had to leave some of my things there, you know. His sister prevented me from going into the room to collect my stuff. Tell me, why can't I decide to be with someone who I believe will make me happy? Just so you don't want to go and do OBA to make people life miserable and unhappy? Be happy for me. It was good while I was among y'all. Let me be. Now, if you hear him, he's sorry. He don't know why he allowed things to get like that. He wants to change and come live with me in my apartment. He said one thing, but his family is a whole different story. How will that ever work? He will not turn his back on his family. For years, I asked him to leave his mother's house, just get our own place, because it was just too much on me. He never did. At one point, early in our relationship, he even told me I can go if I want to. Right now, my feelings are for someone else. That's the thing. Yes, I was talking to this person while I was living at his home. Well, by the way, girl, they said you're wrong for that, eh? But what? I was alone. Lonely. Nobody cared. Was I supposed to remain in the relationship and be miserable forever? They want to know why I did them that. I don't owe anybody any explanation. These people only noticed me as I left. There is no way they cared about me. Hypocrites. The only thing is, I never thought that he would have taken it so hard. He has even suggested that he pay the rent for the apartment to move in with me. And I know he is hurting because he would never offer to do that. But the thing is, why now? Why now? Why now when this was all I ever wanted? What is he doing? Just let me go. Why try to make things difficult? Let you go. Let's open the phone lines. 4523046. Call us at 4523046. Let us know what your thoughts are on this afternoon's lecture. Just let me go, she say. Why try to make this difficult? My God, somebody like you, you're spending money, you're taking care of the home. I'm in casa. We are allowing you to go anywhere. You know? You're spending your own money in the house. Apparently, you're the cook. You're taking care of business. You're friendly to one of these sons, a brother and thing. Where you going? Huh? Where you going? You're doing all that. Where are you going? You don't expect people to be unhappy, but you're disrupting things, my girl. Hey, You're disrupting things. So you could understand why the people didn't want you to go, and the people vex you gone. And to make it worse, you have new boyfriend, my girl. You have new boyfriend. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know.
We know she did the right thing, eh?
I mean, I'm making a point here. I'm making a point here. That, fellas, I mean, what we doing as men, sir? You have somebody like that in the house. First of all, you can see, you ain't giving a nothing, buddy. You ain't giving a nothing but those little 100 you give. I mean, it's insane. You know, you're making 200. 150, you know, 175 or whatever. But Paddy, give something about, yes, you got to give something, give whatever. You know, I tell you one thing about, I know it from experience, eh? Ladies like when you give, not like, love. They love when you give. They love when you add to what they already possess. And she's making a statement there. She's writing that, you know, you are giving nothing, bruh. You are giving nothing, and you come in and, you know, wassy diggy dig diggy dig diggy dig wassy diggy dig. You come in and, you know, I mean, how you expect your lady to feel, sir?
You do nothing. You know, they always talk about love languages and them sort of things. You know, physical touch. Yeah, give nigga.
Yeah.
No acts of service. You doing anything?
Come on, Nassau.
You're spending the quality time because he ain't there. You know.
You're not there, bro.
You know, so you're taking none of the boxes, so you have to go.
So now, the lady decide that. Anyway, let me just finish emphasize the point that fellas, we need to do better. And I always try to take fellas' side on Letla because we just got a lot of licks on them ladies. See when them ladies call? Move it. We get licks guaranteed. We taking it. That one caller, once she called, she's saying, that guy wrong. Whatever it is, the guy wrong. That is a position. And I try to defend sometimes, but hey, why are you in a relationship then? I said, no, your partner expecting. I mean, there are women who tell you straight, eh? I mean, they really need anything from a man but just company. You hear these things and you see these things and you know people who are like that. In relationships, they don't want anything. Take care of your business, do your thing, take care of yourself, respect the family, provide, do what you have to do, but they're breaking your back looking for things from you. There are ladies who are like that, you know? But hey, that mean you have to offer, you know? That mean you don't have to make a donation or take care of things. You're doing nothing in the house, buddy. Thank you for holding. Good afternoon. Let them ask you, are you on the air?
Good afternoon
to you, caller. You are on the air.
Okay. When the man have Minister of Finance, Minister of Health there, you don't think they will miss him? They will miss her?
Say that again, caller.
The woman is Minister of Finance and Minister of Health.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, he'll do all that because they'll have to rely on him now because the minister is no longer there.
Yes. So they'll have to rely on him?
Yes.
To provide?
Yes.
Okay, I catch what you're saying.
Yes.
I catch what you're saying. So, caller, mm-hmm. He wants to pay the rent for the new apartment.
Let me tell you, in life, peace of mind is better. I have no relationship for 12 years and I find it was useless.
Wow.
And the moment that I moved out, I was at peace. I could have get up late.
So it's a good feeling, Carla?
Yes.
It's
but
a good
the
feeling.
Only thing, she doesn't need to rush into a relationship. She needs to make time for herself, find herself,
yeah,
before she gets into her next relationship.
Right. So she,
yes,
she needs to take care of herself.
Take care of yourself before you look for somebody else.
Wow. So don't get into another relationship.
No.
But she already have a new boyfriend.
She was lost in that relationship and the family. That's who her number one priority was, that.
His family.
But when she started checking herself, like, there's no love there for me.
She left.
So she needs to check for herself first before she finds herself in another relationship.
Hola, what made you leave your relationship after 12 years?
Basically, well, I didn't have the family thing to deal with, but the lack of attention, the lack of love. He's there, but he's there.
You're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I took my time. I didn't rush into a relationship. I find myself.
Well, how that feeling? How does that feel, Kola? You there? You have a partner, but lonely.
It's not a nice feeling. It's not a nice feeling at all.
Did you argue a lot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The argue would be about the same thing over and over and over.
Now, we do like
spend a little time. Let's do a little lime. You would suggest and like nothing not happening. It's like they find that you fool in their head. But that's not fooling your head. That's saying, I'm in a relationship with you. Let's make it happen.
Well, when you say fooling in their head, what do you mean?
You would say, tonight let's go out or something. They would tell you, okay, in advance. Okay. When it's closer to the date, something come up. Or they rather line with their friends.
Well, how that making you feel?
That makes you feel like you're worth nothing. Yes, like, yes. Come on, I'm there with you. Make me feel special too. The same way you can run around with your friends, run around with me too. Even if we don't do it every day, but make me feel that way too.
Call it an ethic. Never took you out.
We in the beginning, you know, things nice. You know, you everywhere.
Then that's dumb.
But when they get comfortable, I mean, you can get comfortable. But at the end of the day.
Now, Kola, be honest with me. Why do you think that he wasn't taking you out?
Pardon?
Why do you think that he wasn't taking you out?
Why I think?
He wasn't taking you anywhere. Why? Be honest with me.
Huh?
Because you would like to quarrel.
No. I would quarrel based on whatever it was. And I'm somebody, when I'm upset, I'm upset. Give me my break to catch myself back. I would tell you what it is and that's it.
So you were miserable for 12 years?
Jeez. Not the whole 12 years, but towards after I had my daughter.
Right, towards the end of the relationship.
Mm. Yeah, after I had my daughter, it just wasn't happening.
So, Kola, and that you will never do that again. You will never allow. Akola, you will never be in that kind of situation again. Where
no, not at all. Yeah, to me, man. The relationship is 100-100, not 50-50, 100-100.
Okay.
And Kola, 100-100.
Would you support a lady going and live with a boyfriend's family? I know you said that you didn't do that. It was that way.
Mm-hmm.
But would you support that?
No. I'm with you, not your family.
Yeah, but why?
I'm with you.
Kola, even
as Minister of Finance, for me to finance everybody. No.
But if it is out of
control, try to kiss your backside.
Yeah. But I was telling you, if it's out of convenience, like say the two of you trying to build something and you don't have the money yet to make the move, wouldn't it be a good move to go live with a family member, see his mother or something?
No.
Still no, Kola?
Still no. Because if we met, you was living with your mother, I must have been living with my parents too. Mm. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do before, but I'm not coming at your people home.
For that same reason, you feel that family will take advantage.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, Kola. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. But let's give the lady something, sometime. Take her out. You know, my partner, man, when you tell me, boy, Runkin, my earlier days, and boy, Runkin, when the girls and them, your lady tell her she want to go out, Runkin, don't make any excuses. I know my partner must be listening. Yeah. Because, excuse time. Once they tell you they want to go out. Excuse, boy. Runkin, and the man tell me, Runkin, boy, no, don't do that, boy. Anytime the madam tell you she wants to go out because it's problems you creating. No? I say, you man. But the thing is, how do you say no? How do you tell tell the madam that, okay, boy, you will. Means you can't come, nonsense. I mean, I don't really want to put it out because I go let out this secret, but you know. But not to make light of this situation, but fellas, Gasa, seriously, Gasa, you have a lady, Gasa, you ain't giving nothing, you ain't giving girl anything, huh? What? And she's providing money, house and thing, making everybody happy, and you're not checking money, girl. And ladies, please listen to me when I tell y'all. I know. At that time, you only have not a care in the world because you've already made up your mind. But sometimes, Gansa, that is what it takes, see? And I keep saying that because it is true. It is true. A lot of fellas ego take you serious, like I was telling Nicola, because you keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over, and you're only making not a move. And you're only going anywhere, you know? And later on during the day after the argument, we okay. You're laughing with us, you're cooking for us, you're washing the dishes, you're dancing in the house, you're singing, you're calling, and you're laughing. What are we to make of this? Huh? Ladies, and let's be honest, guys. What are we to make of this after this happens? Okay, you were quarreling, you were upset. Or, earlier on, Gasa, you mad, you crazy, you had to break things in. That's if you had break plates in the house. You know? But then for some reason, you are right now. You are right. Babes, where are you going? Bring something for me to eat. Ay, ay, ay. Bring something for me to eat. Huh? You are right. We happy again. Mm-hmm. Later on in that special room, move it. You know? Move it. We're back again. Then I don't know the thing take y'all. You're coming back. No. So what are we to make of this? And I ain't want to, again, make light of the situation. But this is what normally happens, Gasa. That's why he's saying, so many times it takes that sort of movement on your part for us to realize what we have or had. No? I'm making sense, guys. Don't tell me I'm making sense, guys. People, I'm making a lot of sense. Sadly, you know, fellas. That's why, you know, the ladies say, from the first time we start to make noise, listen. The ladies say that, right, fellas? From the time we start to make, pay attention. Solve the problem. Right there. Fix it. And they often say, on let la, because when we go quiet, when we stop talking, by that time, everything has changed. Everything. There's nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. Irreparable damage has been done. Yeah, fellas. So, how can we avoid that? Because let me tell you, it ticklish, you know. Because we get away with it. I mean, like this last quarter, 12 years. 12 years. You know how long that is? Like that, a long time. Mm-hmm. Huh? 12 years in a relationship. That's a long time, you know. 12 years of... I'm just going... Okay, babes. Okay, all right. We make it work. You know, 2 days in a row, we make it work. Then we arguing again. And then we make it work. You say you're leaving, but you are going anywhere. You know? You say you are cooking today, go and do your own thing, move there. After a while, you still end up doing it. Again, what do you expect us to do, Asa? I mean, it is wrong to think like that. Mm. It is not a good thing to do, but...
That's just how it is.
That's how it is, yeah, Asa. That's what we're going to do. As guys, you know, we're wired differently, ladies. We're not like y'all, huh? We're definitely not like y'all. Give us a chance. We're taking it, guys. It's true. Huh? Yeah. And ladies, y'all give us a little chance and we're taking it. Mm-hmm. We're taking it, boy. After you just finish arguing and we tell you, okay, babes, you know what? You're right. I agree with you. Okay, babes, I'm sorry. I will not do it again. But Kasa, give us a little chance, boy. We gone again, boy. You know? We gone again. That's how we are. That's how we are, Kasa. You know? So, I suggest and you all put your big foot down. Some of you all have some big feet. Put that down. State your case. And if it happens again, exit. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It is in no way an easy task. So just give up and walk out on the pussy. Nah. You should. Make your point. Straight away. I mean, after 5 years, you say you're in a relationship for 5 years. You know? And then you start talking to a fella and then rigmarole and this, that, and the other, and you're moving a new apartment, and you know, he's asking her now to pay the rent and for him to move in with her.
Nah, that's too late. That's too late.
Yeah.
And too late,
Paddy. Fellas, let we take care of the women who we choose. The other thing saying they choose us, you know, but they know is we choose them. I tell you, the woman you choose to be in your house, to rent an apartment or to build your house and put her in there and you're taking care of business. Cause take care of the lady, Gasa. Take care of the lady. Why would you have your lady in the house and she feels so comfortable to chat with another guy?
Just feel lonely.
Yeah, she said that there, Gasa. King Beats. She in the house, she lonely, she alone and they have family there. So that means the relationship between, you know, the family, you know, and her is not a good one.
Yeah, it's any best.
It's any best. Because that family that is supposed to be alright, chatting with people or doing,
yeah, laughing.
At a certain point, you will be focused on, like, why are you a rich homie and that kind of thing. And you may be tempted to make a call and to find out, okay, babes, where are you? Right. You know? But if his family is there, the relationship should be such that you could talk to them and, you know, have fun and be entertained while you at his home with the family. But apparently that is not the case. You know, right now these people want you dead. These people going to Obia man for you to make you miserable. But why though? Why? Why do you have to reach that stage? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just let her go, let people be,
that's
her.
Yeah, let her move on with her
life. Yeah, man. And another thing, somebody made a very, very good point earlier on about why is it that she can't be alone? People, it is okay to be alone. And then the last call I did say, right now there I could do what I want, wake up when I want, go where I want, how I want. But see, you all see the beauty in that? Being single, until you are ready to take on a relationship. Absolutely nothing wrong in that, you know. Because there are people who love themselves so much, they don't want to be in a relationship. Yeah, just for fear that you come there with your poppy show and ask me where are you going and who you talking to? Who's you talking to? Before you pick up the phone and you swing, if it's iPhone you have, you swing your thumb to answer the call. Who's that?
Problem.
Hey! That's don't ask her. If your phone, to open your phone, is thumbprint, and while you're sleeping, them girls holding your hand, and passing your thumb all over the phone.
To unlock it.
Let me take our final call. Thank you, Baoli. Call are you on here?
Why the woman and them does always have an intro before they tell you about the next man?
Ah! What I was saying, the same thing. I say the same thing, Gola.
No real thing, I tell you. Like every time I listen to that,
they have to make their case.
Yeah, man.
You know what they do, Gola? They make it their case.
Yeah, so you could go on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real thing, I dig around here. But at the end of the day, so like, I don't understand that, because how you are the man murder who? And you're still dealing with an ex fella. And your story is the man I check in on you. Ray, Ray, Ray. Mm-hmm. Man I give you money. Mm-hmm. So, boy, I don't know. I'm mad money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand, guys, because I don't understand how them ladies and the principal sometimes is a bit messed up. Still, like, I seen the man right there.
Mm-hmm.
Check it by the same time, too. You have some principal.
Yeah, you because, can't be a the man woman you dealing with other fellas.
Yeah, it's a way, guys. So. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of how you're feeling and it's your sad story, guys. So you want to go and do your thing, go and do your thing, and you finally do your thing, move on, you know?
But, Kola, you have to agree that the partner said should have done better in terms of taking care of the girl, right?
Yeah, well, you could say that. You know,
You sound like you're agreeing with me, Kola?
No, I would say I agree with you, Iwa. You know, Boy, I do, boy. You are me stuck, boy. Because even if the man is doing that, sometimes the woman still find a problem, the man is doing something else. Check it just for her little, you know?
For the move. For the
but it's a difficult thing when you see you living with a man, woman, or a man living with, or the other way around. When you live in a family with the other person, there's a whole different ballgame. You know? So when Nagel says she was doing this, she was doing that, I mean, sometimes it's your own, not guilt, but it's a certain sense of responsibility when you have people home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I come like a natural thing too, but she's trying to use it like, you know, like she's doing all that and everything. But you still not the people home.
She's building a case. But thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for your contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, and Kola is right, you know, how you are in a relationship and you don't see anything wrong with talking to another guy. Why, if you want to leave, just leave.
Nah, but you have to build the confidence. You can't just move. You have to see what's going on.
She have to let... Well, yeah, I mean... And I could understand why she would do something like that, because she's not getting the attention that, you know, that she's craving. Mm-hmm. And the quarter before the last one did say... That was one of the reasons she wanted attention from her partner, and she just wasn't getting it. You know?
Yeah, man.
So we see now that, guys, we need to do better, guys. We need to do better for the ladies, boy. The women in our lives, we need to show them better. Make them feel better. You know? Let me see if I could read some of your messages quickly. We're not taking any more calls. Let me just see if I could go through some of your messages quickly. And hear what you have to say this afternoon on Lekla. Hey, huh. All right. So this one says, girl, leave and don't turn back. Your boyfriend and the family were all using you. Continue walking and enjoy your life. Make this man and his family history. Tell you that. You know, some people just like, yeah, be single. Some people, you know, single life is the best life, you know. Boy, them women always have an intro for you and letter before they get to the point and tell you about the next, but chups are again. That's true. I mean, you don't build your case on Letla. You can't come there and say anything. You don't give us a story. Don't just come there and just say things. Why ranking Sooty West? That's how some of them family members are. Use and abuse. They know what the guy was doing, but will try to cover the woman's eyes. Don't worry. You are the woman in the house. When the woman leaves, she is the worst person in the world. My girl, struggle to pay your own rent. Don't let this guy pay no rent for you. Mate just want to make sure no money come there.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, man, that is true.
That's true. Let me tell you, you're smart like that. How much is that rent, my girl? I hope it's not a lot of rent you have, eh? I hope they rent, not a lottery. Lottery rent? If it's a lottery rent, what? Oh my word. What I don't understand, why is she still entertaining him? Love yourself enough. This guy clearly doesn't love you. Love is a verb. Find yourself. Love it. And move on with peace. Yes, stay by yourself. Why? Why? According to one lady caller, date. By the way. Bye. Date. Anyway. Watch now. Date. You don't like it? I like a sound of that. Date. Is it why ranking? Date. The writer must not string the new guy along. She was patient and nothing changed. So she needs to tell the ex that they are done. The family only like the benefits. She must do some introspection on what she wants from relationships and which ones need nurturing before committing to the new relationship. Some women like quality time, and there's nothing wrong as long as partner is aware of such relationship needs. The ex belongs in a pack of cards. He's a joker. Rent money solving horn and loneliness? No, buy joker. Biden operation putting you first. My man. Girl, get out of there now and never look back. You hear? Never look back. The family want you to stay there so you can work in like a donkey, my girl. Like a donkey, they want you to work. Move on with your life. That man is a little boy. Rankin, I was in the same situation. The family did OB on me and tried to get me killed. Tell the writer things will never change with her ex and his family. Don't go back to that entrapment. Don't go back. You do? You do you and fly high. Okay. You do you and fly high, my girl. Some time ago, a corner did say about that OB thing, you know, people doing OB and relationships. Mm. I wonder how true that is, guys.
I don't know.
It's gonna, you know, this writer. And I might say I didn't want to dwell on that OB thing. You see me, next thing that people chant, you know what I mean? You know me. I mean, yes, I see the number of OBA. I see that them boy, them OBA people. Next thing you'll send something to the mic there. You'll send something to the mic and I can't say nothing again. I say, you man, watch me now. Hey! Huh. All right. Let me see that one. Hey, Paddy died. She was the helper. Always a deck friend to the rescue. Paddy, where are they coming from? Always there at the right time. Always there. This one says, 3 weeks I tried to call it. No, WhatsApp not working. You trying to call on WhatsApp? Oh, man. Rankin, they miss the maid. That's what they miss. All right, thank you very much, those of you who called. Those of you that ain't calling and you're listening, you already need to stop that, eh? You need to stop that. You know? Thank you very much. Regular callers, I tell you, thank you. Listeners, wherever you are in the world and you were listening, we thank you. Facebookers, folks in the chat, thank you very, very much. And a big thank you to our sponsor, King Beats, thank you. Thank you, Marine. Earthquake, thank you, bro. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Fruitsy Seamoss. Until next week, Wednesday, this has been another Letla on the Caribbean Sound. People, have a good afternoon.